USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the Democrats running for the White House in 2020 on a stage in Miami last night for the first real debate of the season. Another group of 10 Democrats will be on that stage tonight. After last night's event, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez was speaking to reporters and says,
I think every candidate got a chance to articulate their vision. It's always difficult when you have 10 people on the stage to make sure that everyone moves forward and has the opportunity to do to articulate that and to answer questions. And
President Trump's arrived in Japan for the G20 summit and a series of meetings with world leaders. That includes a Saturday meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, just as the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin's announced that a trade deal may be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Some breaking news, as there's a possible threat made against an Air India flight from Mumbai that was headed to New Jersey, as officials say that jet made an emergency landing at London's Stansted Airport a short time ago. Air India tweeting the landing was due to a threat. That plane's being isolated and checked out away from normal airport operations, originally scheduled to land at Newark's Liberty Airport this morning. More testimonies being given in the war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Another Navy SEAL, Joshua Graffam, was deployed to Iraq with Gallagher, acting as a spotter, and he testified yesterday Gallagher fired his sniper rifle at a man because he thought he was an ISIS fighter, not a civilian. Other witnesses claim Gallagher intentionally fired on Iraqi civilians. Gallagher faces life in prison if he is convicted. The wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter, Beth Chapman, has died at 51. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Bank of America says it will no longer do business with companies that run migrant detention centers for the federal government. This move coming amid the growing public concerns about U.S. border policies and conditions at those facilities. A bank spokesperson says the banks discussed the issue with its clients that provide those services, and it's decided to, quote, exit those relationships. A new concealed carry law taking effect in Kentucky today. The law allows gun owners to carry a concealed weapon without a permit or training. Not surprisingly, it was very strongly opposed by law enforcement groups and gun control advocates. Former comedian, now inmate, Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sexual assault convictions which landed him in prison, and we get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the five other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant and too remote in her time to the 2004 encounter with Cosby. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3 to 10 year prison term since last September.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.